Good evening. All right, tonight I want to share how God has worked in my life over the past several years through career transitions and how he has taught me to trust him, not as my savior, but truly as a provider and my guide and my peace. Several years ago, I stepped away from my position at Autry Technology Center to pursue what looked like a strong promotion. I mean, I went and got my master's degree. I was going to go and move up. It was a role to oversee a new campus plan to be built in 2020. It seemed like the right step for me and my career, for my family's future. You think of it. But then COVID happened. That pandemic changed everything. The community ultimately voted down the project. And at that time, my commute had become was pretty unbearable. It was about an hour and a half each way. It was exhausting and wearing on me and my family. Deep down, I knew it was not sustainable. Leadership also knew that I committed to not relocate my family because my wife and I had the honor and responsibility of helping care for our aging parents, and that was the right decision. But it did mean fewer options. Still, I struggled with the idea of leaving because when something isn't sustainable, it can still feel secure. And letting go of security is really hard. That season ended in a way I didn't expect at all. While I was on vacation, I learned through social media, actually my wife did, that my replacement had already been named. That moment was very humbling and honestly painful. So I found myself asking, what now, Lord? What do I do? What did I do wrong? You know? And I want to be clear and transparent with this, is that between every one of these transitions that I went through in the last few years, it was very hard on both Bonnie and me. There were moments where I felt like I was failing my family, moments where the weight was very, very heavy. And if I'm honest, there were times when a little darkness tried to creep into my thoughts. Even though I believed God would take care of us, it was still hard. But what carried us through was prayer. Prayer from Bonnie, prayer from my family, prayer from friends, my church family, from you all. I learned in a very real way that prayers are very powerful. And we know this, you know, as being members and being believers for a long time. You know, we just know this. But when you're in the thick of it, man, you really feel it. And sometimes when your own strength feels weak, God uses the faith of others to hold you up. And that, for I'm grateful. Not long after, God provided me a way back to Autry with my previous employer. It wasn't ideal. It was the evening hours, reduction in pay, but it was provision. And I stepped into it with gratitude. And then just a few months later, God opened a door for me, an unexpected door, the opportunity to work with the military Advanced Air Force Base, a place that I didn't think I was ever going to go back to. But I was very thankful for it. It was very rejuvenating. I loved going to work. I felt part of something bigger than myself. It was that mission, just being part of that mission was fantastic. I was helping solve problems, supporting a mission that mattered. It felt like God had me exactly where I needed to be. But once again, that season was temporary. Because it was a contract role, restructuring eventually came. My position, along with another one in Florida, was cut. Not because of poor performance, but because the work had successfully built the foundation they needed. I did a good job, and I'm proud of it. After I was notified, my superiors fought really hard to keep me on board. And then they blindsided me with sharing their trust in Christ that everything was going to be okay in an environment where it's kind of frowned upon. So they prayed for me and my family, encouraged me to continue to trust in God's provision. And God answered those prayers in an unmistakable way. Through almost 300 applications and resumes sent, he provided me with another job that started the very next day after that last one ended. Not one day of unemployment between them. It felt like an undeniable proof of God's faithfulness. This new role looked like everything I'd hoped for. Part of a growing corporation, exciting, strong potential, and what seemed like a life-changing opportunity for me and my family. But over time, that reality became different. You know, sometimes when God gives you something that you pray for and he gives it to you, you definitely learn the lessons on it, you know. And I definitely learned a lot in that time. The hours grew longer. Emails and texts came at all hours, even during Sunday services, Asher. I apologize for that. I dealt with subpoena after subpoena, things I didn't expect to come across my desk or at all, for issues that happened before I arrived, or if it was 300 miles away. I was asked to take on multiple roles with unrealistic expectations, and I reached the point of exhaustion. So I prayed some pretty honest prayers. Lord, I need an out. I don't care about the title. I just want to be where you want me, because where I'm at right now is not good. It's not sustainable. If this is the lesson that I needed to learn, I get it. Well, eventually, we agreed that it was time for me to move on. And suddenly, I was unemployed for 3 months. With a mortgage, with one son in private school, and another in college, with responsibilities, with uncertainty. Again, I applied for jobs, over 400 jobs, not one bite. It was one of the hardest seasons of my life. And in that season, it would have been easy for me or for my focus to be entirely on what I was going through, my stress, my worries, and my fears. But God convicted me of something important. As a spiritual leader of my home, I couldn't lose sight of how my family was being affected, not just by the employment situation itself, but how I was responding to it. They were watching whether I choose fear or faith. My family was. They were watching whether I trusted God or panicked. They were watching how I prayed, how I spoke, and where I placed my hope. That realization humbled me. Because leadership in the home isn't about having all the answers. It's about pointing your family to Christ, even when you don't have the answers. And in that valley, God met us in a deeper way. Scripture became a daily strength. Even those verses that I see on coffee mugs or framed on a wall or on a desk, you know, verses that I'll admit I take for granted because I see them everywhere. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Something that that's commonly known. I didn't understand, but I definitely learned to trust. In Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Not my job, not my plan, not my timeline. But the Lord is my shepherd. Again, many more applications were sent. And finally, after a few interviews, God provided a brief opportunity with Bass Hospital. I was grateful to be working again. My first 2 days of work was in Woodward for some training. Then on the following Monday, I received my first assignment in my new position, working through the aftermath of an active shooter. I didn't know my new coworkers, and they really didn't know me at all. They just knew I was the new guy. But that day, that morning, the Lord used me that day to lead them in prayer. And my short stint there to help navigate them through a time of heartache and confusion. After a couple of weeks, God did something unexpected. A longtime friend called and asked if I would consider a career change. I'm like, after all that, I had to listen. It was a field that I had no experience. But he described something more important to me, something that I knew I needed and God knew I needed to be. A place with like-minded values. A place where faith wasn't hidden. A place where I could openly pray for others without fear. My answer was really simple. Yes. So today I'm working in a career that I never, ever thought I would be in. It's not what I expected my path to look like. If you said 2 years ago, Mark, what do you think about selling health insurance and life insurance? I would have been like, no way. But I am so thankful for it, because 2 weeks ago, I got to pray for our family. The same situation. They lost their job, and they needed health insurance. So I am very grateful. But because God didn't just give me what I expected, he gave me what I needed. And a good friend reminded me of Jesus' word in Luke 11, 11 to 13, where he says, "What father among you, if his sons ask for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate that. And thank you all for your time.